Sucking carbon dioxide out of the air is now possible, but to meet climate goals, we're gonna need a bigger vacuum. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. A plant in Iceland recently became verified as the first large-scale facility to remove carbon dioxide from the air on behalf of corporate clients paying to reduce their carbon footprints. The Climeworks operation uses a process called Direct Air Capture, or DAC for short. Anirudh Mohan is a distinguished postdoctoral fellow at the Andlinger Center for Energy and the Environment at Princeton. He says the technology could be key to averting the worst of climate change.
We've kind of locked ourselves into a series of bad options right now in terms of the climate crisis. So we have legacy emissions that we need to deal with. We're already about 1.2 degrees of warming compared to pre-industrial levels. We don't see the likelihood of getting to net zero globally anytime soon. So we're going to have these continued emissions that we need to account for in some way. And at the same time, we need to deal with historical emissions. So direct air capture is a way by which we can reduce CO2 levels overall, both in terms of getting to net zero in the economy, because they might be harder to decarbonize sectors such as heavy industry or heavy transportation, where we might need this direct air capture to actually account for those residual emissions. And then the second thing is actually dealing with our historical emissions over the last 100 years.
And at this point, does it look like this technology is scalable?
Well, it remains to be seen. The challenge with DAC is that it has very poor thermodynamics. CO2 is only about 0.04% by concentration of air. So imagine you're hoovering your entire house just looking for a single strand of hair. So it's a very energy-intensive process. And that means that you need a lot of clean energy to do it. Because if you use fossil fuel energy, then obviously you're not really doing anything to reduce CO2 levels overall. The Climeworks facility that's in Iceland, that's one of the companies that's developing this technology, that they have the largest facility in the world currently, and that's capturing about 4,000 tons of CO2 per year. This will need to be scaled up by several orders of magnitude in order to actually contribute to addressing climate change. To make a dent in the climate crisis, we're going to need at least 100 million tons per year of CO2 removal. And the US, for example, emits 16 million tons per day. So you just get a sense of the scale of where we are currently with the technology and how much further we need to go.
And I understand in order for facilities like the Climeworks one to be efficient and carbon negative, they have to be in specific locations. Why is that?
So in order to get that cheap, clean, abundant energy, there are very few places in the world right now where you can actually locate these stack facilities. So Climeworks facility in Iceland uses geothermal energy, which is nearby, which gives it that clean energy that it requires and the heat that it requires. The other challenge is that you need storage locations to actually store the CO2. So you need geological reservoirs. You want to ideally do this in places and create an industry and ecosystem in places which have been historically impacted by the fossil fuel energy system. So for example, the Department of Energy has, that's one of its criteria for DAC, hubs that they should be located in places where they can actually help address some of the issues related to environmental justice and help transitions for fossil fuel communities.
And how would you characterize, you know, some of these recent developments in DAC?
I think it's exciting. I think it's important that we recognize that we need all the technologies that we can get our hands on in order to address the climate crisis. I think it's important to acknowledge that we are in a place right now where we need to make a lot of bets and see what works out. And that's part of the motivation, I think, with all the funding that's been allocated to DAC in the last couple of years. But I think that it still remains to be seen whether this technology can scale to the millions of tons of removal per year that we're going to need. It's also currently very expensive. So we're talking about $600 to $800 per ton of CO2 captured. In order for DAC to actually become a viable technology for carbon removal, those costs need to come down to something like $100 per ton of CO2. There are important developments coming down the pipeline in the next few years, where we might see some of these facilities actually being launched at a significant scale. And we get to see whether these costs can actually come down, whether the energy efficiency of the process can improve in order to actually be an important player in the climate crisis.
Anirudh Mohan is a distinguished postdoctoral fellow at Princeton. And now for some related links. The Wall Street Journal's got more details on the Swiss company Climeworks and its DAC operation in Iceland, including a video about an early iteration of the program, which partnered with Coca-Cola to use the carbon dioxide captured for sparkling water. A Climeworks spokesperson told us that companies like Microsoft, Stripe, and Shopify have all bought carbon credits from the startup. In 2020, Microsoft made a pledge to become carbon negative by 2030, which means it aims to remove more carbon than the company emits. But the New York Times reported last year the company saw emissions increase by about 20% in 2021, demonstrating the difficulty of these corporate promises without carbon removal technology like DAC. A recent report led by Oxford University, which Anirudh Mohan contributed to, estimates that all carbon capture efforts around the world are currently removing about 2 billion tons of CO2 a year, not enough to meet the Paris Agreement goal of limiting climate change to 2 degrees Celsius. You can find out more on our website at marketplacetech.org. And finally, before we go, we'd like to ask for a bit of your help. We're exploring some of the interesting jobs in tech that many people might not know about. We want to talk to some of the folks doing those jobs now or maybe preparing to. If you have suggestions or know anyone who might tell an interesting story, email us at mptech, all one word, at marketplace.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.